I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Clint Fuck Me.
I can't try it again. We're supposed to...
Aren't you supposed to have brother do that?
Yes, we are supposed to have your brother do that.
I'll do it, Kenny.
We are supposed to have your brother do... Could you turn that off, Roy?
Sorry.
We are supposed to have your brother...
Quit fooling around with it.
I got it.
We are supposed to have your brother do it. But what we wanted you to know is that we don't think he would be right for the segment and for the episode open, is what I'm trying to say.
He's got an ironclad contract.
I know. We just read that.
Look,
I understand that, Roy. I saw that. And I'm wondering if you guys would see clear.
No, we can't see clear to anything. It's an ironclad contract, and no, we're not going to do anything.
The contract says I get to announce the name of the show as well as the episode. Look, we've got Cliff Berginia here at great expense.
Is that the gentleman right there? That's my coffee, sir. I'm sorry. That's my coffee.
Do you mind if he drinks the coffee?
No, but let's...
Cliff Berginia is here at great expense to do the announcing.
Cliff Berginia, or whatever this gentleman's name is. My name is Cliff Berginia. Well, whatever his name is. You want to hear what I sound like? No, I don't care.
I'm Cliff Berginia, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance. Don't you think that's...
No, I think my brother does it better.
Your brother has a terrible lisp.
We have an ironclad contract, okay?
All right, hold on for a minute. Can we get them to change the name? No, because Woosnee Bank is sponsoring us, and they sponsored us with the proviso that that segment is named Kenny Slagg on His Ass. God.
Let's go, huh?
Hey, we'll get going when I say to get going. Ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny, he's on his ass.
Now, we clue Kiff.
Clue Kiff?
I mean, we cue Cliff.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Episode 1.
You got that reversed.
I think that's backwards.
I know. All right, Cliff.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny's on his ass.
Cut. What does that mean, anyway?
You people seem to have a...
Excuse me, Mr. Engineer. Hey, Cliff, come on over here, will you?
Yeah.
The kid is signed to...
You talking about my brother?
We'll talk about whoever. Just never mind. The kid's signed. We have an ironclad contract with him to announce the name of the show as well as the episode. So what do we use you for?
Well, I'm here to say Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance.
How about if you just say Kenny Slagg has overcome a lot?
Oh, yeah, that's great. Kenny Slagg, who's overcome arrests and imprisonment.
Well, I guess that's...
Yes. Well, look, you got no choice.
All right, let's go.
Kenny Slagg, who's overcome arrests and imprisonment and has made his comeback, presents...
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Slagg on his ass.
Cut.
Don't say cut. I say cut.
Yeah, but that's my brother, and he didn't say his name.
Oh, yeah, that's right, brother. Thanks.
Is that part of the contract?
Yes.
Say, what's going on around here?
Cliff, don't worry about it, Cliff. Let's do it again.
Kenny Slagg, who's overcome arrests and imprisonment, is back.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito, and this is Kenny Slagg on his ass.
Thanks a lot, Malcolm, and thank you, Cliff Berginia. Great to see you.
Cut.
Don't say cut, I say cut.
I mean, I'm sorry. This just doesn't seem right that you're pointing out Cliff and not my brother.
Hey, Mr. Engineer, I don't care if you're the only studio in town. I don't care if you're the last engineer in town. You do that again. And so help me God, I'll put the word out on you like you wouldn't believe in this business.
Well, wait just a minute.
No, I'll let people know that you are absolutely the worst studio and the worst engineer to work with ever.
I don't think Mr. Slagg's in any position, having been in prison, having the morals charges.
Don't worry about it. I'll make it stick.
God damn.
Just everybody calm down, okay?
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance.
Cut. No, it's not you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kenny Slagg. He's been on his...
Cut.
Kenny Slagg. He's been arrested on morals charges, in prison, but he's back.
Wait a minute. That's not it. No. It's Kenny Slagg. Kenny Slagg. He's been in prison, but he's back. Better than ever.
That's not what it sounds like to me.
Not asking you. All right, Cliff?
Okay.
Kenny Slagg. He's been in prison, arrested on morals charges, but he's back. Better than ever.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito, and this is Kenny Flagg on his ass.
Kenny.
Sorry.
God damn, dude.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Well, he seems to be hysterical.
You all right, Mr. Slag?
I'm fine.
How you doing, Kenny?
Don't worry, Cliff. Wait a second.
I'm not counting it down.
Right.
3, 2, 1. Booger. Kenny Slag's principles of... God damn me.
I'm supposed to do that. I know that. Brother, wait for him to finish.
Yeah, okay.
3, 2, 1. Ass itch. Kenny Slag. He's been in prison, arrested on morals charges, but he's back, better than ever.
Cut, we had a bump.
3, 2, 1. Rectal itch.
You're on, Cliff. I'm wheezing.
3, 2, 1. Rectal itch. Kenny Slag. He's been in prison, arrested on morals charges, but he's back better than ever.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny Flagg is on his ass.
Thanks a lot, Malcolm. And welcome, everyone, to Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Slag is on his ass. I'm broke. I'll be very honest with you. I have no money. Now, these things happen. And with the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, we can find our way out of this very dark hole together. Now, as you know, I was arrested on morals charges, a violation of probably every moral code in every book in every city in the country. I did it all, and I did it great. I'm not proud of it, but I got through it. 8 months in prison, on probation for 5 years, and I paid a very heavy fine, but the principles of abundance are back in the 21st century.
Kenny Slag.
Kenny Slag is on his ass.
Kenny finds a new way home.
Cut. Why are we doing that?
It's in the script.
Well, why don't we have Cliff start the segment?
Can I tell you?
No, I don't want you to tell me. Why don't we have Cliff do it and then, Malcolm?
That's fine with me. I figure if I'm doing the segment, it ought to come second.
No, that's not true. If you're doing the segment, if you're doing the name of the segment, I'd come first. Just never mind. Just do it, will you?
Kenny Flagg's
cut.
Don't say cut.
I didn't count it down.
Fuck.
3, 2, 1. Rectal cancer.
Jesus H. Hey, Cliff, don't fall prey to this guy.
Well, I'm pretty funny, aren't I, Cliff?
No, you're not supposed to be funny. You're supposed to count it down so we can get into the segment. You have one of the weirdest ways of counting down a segment I've ever heard in my life, but we'll go ahead, we'll put up with it, we'll live with it. God damn, man.
Kenny Flagg, the principles of abundance in the 21st century. Kenny's on his ass.
Kenny Slag. Climbs back out of the pit.
Thanks so much, Cliff. And thank you, Malcolm. I am Kenny Slag. I've climbed out of the pit. I've climbed out of the... Cut! I heard some paper noise. Shit. Don't count it down again.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Flagg is on his ass.
Aren't you supposed to say your name?
God.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito, and Kenny Flagg's on his ass.
Cliff, I called you in here.
I'm sorry. Hey, Cliff, they tell me you're a real pro. I haven't seen it yet.
I can come in there and show you pro. You want to see pro? That's the nickname I have for my...
Oh, my God, for your dick?
You guys knock it off or I'll fire everybody here and I'll leave this studio.
That's what you always say.
No, I will. And we'll just find a whole other way of doing this. We'll go back to New York.
Oh, good luck with the prices back there.
We can't afford New York. I know, but just go ahead.
3, 2, 1. Rectal cancer.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny Flagg's on his ass.
Kenny Slag. He's been through it all, but he's coming up out of the pit of darkness and into your life with the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Cliff Berginia.
Thanks a lot, Cliff and Malcolm, and welcome to Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Well, I was in big trouble. I'd been arrested, put in prison, but I'm out now. And now I want to talk about how we get Kenny and you together. We combine our energies. Cut.
What? Are you reading it?
I'm not reading it. I'm going to ad-lib it.
Well, then look at the points, because you're just... Let's pick it up, okay? From where?
We're at the point where Kenny...
3, 2, 1. Anal.
We cut. What is that?
That's the way I count it down. That's what we've been...
Don't you understand too good? That's what Brother said. I'm not talking to you. What is that?
That is the way I count it down. Excuse me.
Yes, Cliff.
Can I use the toilet?
In the hall. Let's take a break here.
Why?
Because he's in the bathroom, the announcer.
Well, my brother's here.
But he can't do the other part that we want. Oh, my God. Kenny, why did you do it?
Why'd I do what?
Why did you have to pull it out in front of school kids? You're lucky you're working, you know that?
Hey, don't start riding me, okay? I'm the boss. I'm the man, you know? I'm the engine that drives this train.
What train? We're going off a damn trestle.
I'm back. 3, 2, 1.
Anal. Kenny Schlag's Principles of Abundance.
Cut. What are you doing?
I'm running at it, okay?
3, 2, 1.
You knock it off!
Sorry.
Just do one. Just do me the favor of one.
3, 2, 1. Anal.
I'm Kenny Schlag with the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's time for both of us, you and I, to get up off the mat. Okay, I was arrested, and I was put in jail and imprisoned. I had to pay a hefty fine. Now I'm out, and I'm ready to present to you my new refinement of the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. You know, being in prison can really give you time to think. You look inward. You utilize the various yogic meditation techniques, as well as the chanting that you learned from the Buddha. Yes, many of the Far Eastern religious bullshit. I didn't write this.
Clut. Do you know where you're going with this?
Yes, I do. I learned how to meditate in prison. Well, Kenny, get it together, okay? Can't just start... What is it? Well, it's like meditation and stuff. Is it like Buddha's meditation?
Booze meditation? That's how my brother says Buddhist. Don't make fun of him.
Man, I want to...
Oh, you balled your fist up.
Let's start the segment again, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Flagg... Ah, shit.
3, 2, 1.
Anal.
Kenny Schlag. He's out of prison, back and more powerful than ever.
Kenny Schlag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny Schlag's on his ass.
Cut. You're doing that on purpose.
What?
Kenny? Hey, let me ask something, Malcolm. Are you doing that on purpose?
Doing what? What are you talking to my brother like that for?
Butt out. Are you doing it on purpose?
What?
I'm Malcolm Esposito. I'm having a good time.
Sounds like it to me. No one's asking you, Virginia.
Okay, so I was accentuating it a little bit.
What are you trying to do, man?
I'm trying to make it sound so it's exciting. It's exciting.
Jesus Christ. Why don't you fire him?
We can't. We got an ironclad contract with the kid here, and Woosney Banks, which is sponsoring the segment, does not want us to change the title from Kenny Schlag is on his ass. This Woosney Bank, is this the guy that... Yes, he's the guy that lent us a bunch of money, and he doesn't particularly like you.
Well, no wonder, man.
No wonder what? No wonder he doesn't want to change the title. Gonna make me look like a...
Guy trying to monkey you.
No kidding.
Can I use the toilet?
No, Cliff, we gotta get this done.
Kenny Schlag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Schlag has climbed up out of the pit and is now in the sunshine of renewal.
Kenny Schlag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito, and this is Kenny on his ass.
Cut. It's Kenny Schlag on his ass.
Are you guys ever going to do...
I got to get in with a segment, okay?
I know that.
Turn that goddamn crap.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Please turn it off.
Take it easy, will you, Carol?
3, 2, 1.
I know. Anal.
Oh, look at you. Aren't you funny?
Well,
3, 2, 1. Anal.
Kenny Schlag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. This is Cliff Berginia speaking. Kenny Schlag has...
Cut. What's so funny, Cliff?
Nothing.
Nothing? There's something funny.
Nothing's funny, I'm sorry. I think that the whole thing is absurd. That's why the guy's laughing.
I didn't ask your opinion. I didn't ask your opinion about the last thing that happened. I didn't ask your opinion about this. And if something else happens, please understand I won't be asking your opinion about that.
Okay, God.
3, 2, 1. Cheese dick. Kenny Schlag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century as Kenny climbs out of the pit and into the sunlight of renewal.
Kenny Schlag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny is on his ass.
Thanks a lot, Malcolm. And thank you, Cliff. Great to see you again.
This is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Okay, I was in prison on morals charges. Let's get that out of the way. Yes, I... Pick it up. Yes, I conducted myself in ways that were... Yes, I conducted myself in ways that were not the most above the board. They were not the most moral. They were not the most decent. Yes, I acted in very despicable ways. I crawled through a sewer of filth, but I came out the other side smelling like a daisy. Bullshit. I'm going to hurt somebody.
Take it easy, Kenny. Now what, Cliff?
I thought you said this guy's a pro.
He is. Cliff, what's the story?
What's this? This is funny.
I'm over here laughing, too. I think I probably influenced him.
Oh, did you? Making fun of my brother. Mr. Engineer, I am so close to coming in there.
Yeah, and what?
Nothing.
Three, two, one. Three, two, one.
Poo-poo.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny has climbed out of the pit and is now in the sunshine of renewal.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm F. Bethedo. Kenny is on his ass.
Thanks a lot, Malcolm, and thank you very much, Cliff. It's great to see you. Yes, I am Fuck me. Pick it up.
Yes, I am Kenny Slagg with the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. And I'm broke. I have no money. The reason should be obvious to you. Many months ago, almost a full year now, I was arrested on a variety of morals charges. I crawled through a sewer, a pit of filth, but I have come out the other side smelling fairly decent. Almost as if the good Lord himself was on the other end of that hole and decided to hose me off himself.
Cut. What are you laughing at, Kenny?
The absurdity of it.
Guy's got no money.
You're broke. You want money?
Yeah, of course I do.
Then start doing it right. I said to start... Ow! Start doing it right.
Oh, my God. You slapped him. Jesus, what are you doing, Carol?
You saw what I did. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. I got my money tied up in this deal, okay?
Yes.
You're going to work your ass off until we get this money back. I'm not winding up out there on the street like Susan Powder. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Now, snap into it.
God damn.
You shouldn't be hitting him. Don't tell me what to do. All right, let's go.
We'll be back with more Kenny Slagg, he's on his ass, right after this. And now we're back with more Kenny Slagg, he's on his ass.
Three, two, one.
Poo-poo.
Cut. Now what?
Nothing, I lost my place. Three, two, one.
Doo-doo.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, as Kenny climbs out of the pit of filth into the sunlight of renewal.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm F. Bethedo. Kenny is flat on his ass.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Malcolm, and thank you very much, Cliff. Well, as you know by now, I was in prison on a variety of morals charges. I had violated some of the most basic guidelines of decency that man... You're really weird, aren't you? Some of the most basic guidelines of decency that man has ever conceived for himself. I crawled through a sewer of stink and filth, but came out the other side, and I feel almost as if God himself was standing there with the hose. Well, here I am, about ready to get our new line of Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century launched, but I want you to know, Malcolm...
Kenny Slagg, he's out on his ass.
When we say that Kenny Slagg is on his ass, what we're saying essentially is, I'm broke. I have no money. I spent most of the money that I kept for safekeeping on bail, on lawyers, and so forth. I'm sure you understand. Well, now, I'm out, and I have no money. I'm living on the charity of many of you, my wonderful, wonderful customers and fans, and on Carol, my producer. I've lived at her house now for the last 6 months. But I'm here to tell you that even though I'm living off the largesse of other people, even though I'm gladly accepting charity, even though I get up every day and eat food that someone else provided me, my ego is intact, and I feel all of those people should feel fortunate that I actually get up in their homes, go into their bathrooms, and yes, I'll say it, relieve myself in their toilets. That's the confidence that I, Kenny Slagg, has in the new Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slagg, the new Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slagg, the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Cut. Three, two, one.
Poo-poo.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm F. Bethedo. Kenny Slagg, flat on his ass.
Thanks so very, very much there, Malcolm. And I am Kenny Slagg.
People who have helped me after I've left prison are a great many wonderful people like yourselves, Carol, my producer, and so many people whose names I've yet to learn. And yet my ego is still overinflated, and I feel that those people should consider themselves lucky that I get up off their couch, walk into their bathroom, and relieve myself there. They should feel fortunate because they have, living in their home, Kenny Flagg and the new principles of abundance in the 21st century. Kenny thought of that.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Phase 2. Kenny rips the new world an ass.
Hello, everybody. This is Kenny Flagg, and this week we'll talk about resentments and turning them into positive energy. We'll talk about making a mistake, getting arrested, being thrown in prison, and coming out, feeling as if you had been victimized, feeling as if a lot of people owe you, wanting revenge. Well, that was me and more. But I've decided to take that energy and to funnel it into Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Phase 2. Kenny's on a bath. That's right. I am, quote, on my ass. And thanks to Woosnee Bank, we have a sponsor for these next few segments. Woosnee Bank, a great place to bank, a great place to save, and a great place to provide for your family. Woosnee Bank, with 16 separate locations throughout the Southeast and Far East.
Far East, cut.
Yeah,
the East.
3, 2, 1.
Daddy!
Throughout the Southeast and the East.
What about the West?
3, 2, 1.
Boo boo!
Throughout the Southeast. God damn you, man.
You're laughing, Kenny.
Yes, I'm laughing!
Jesus, you guys ought to get it together. Hey.
What do you want, Cliff?
I haven't said anything. Oh.
This next segment, Cliff.
3, 2, 1. Bafungus.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny, a reckoning with the past. Thanks, Cliff. And welcome to Kenny Flagg's what?
I'm supposed to say,
3, 2, 1.
Oops.
Kenny Flagg's boo.
Take two.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny crawls out of the filth of mistake into the sunlight of redemption. Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm F. Bethedo. Kenny's on his ass.
Kenny Flagg answers the phone.
I'm Kenny Flagg, and in our lives, we have to answer the phone. That's right. We get a call. The call is destiny. And it's asking, are we awake? Are we ready to take advantage of life and what it has to offer? The Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century, Part 2, is just that offer. Yes, I was arrested on morals charges and I was in prison. I am broke. But this is an opportunity for you to get on the ground floor of one of the greatest ideas the century's ever known. And it's still a very young century. I know what I told you when you invested in the Part 1 of Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance, but this is even better. You'll get more of a maximum return. I know I owe many of you money. You'll get your money back and more. Don't worry about it.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. You've got Kenny's word on it. We swear to Christ.
That's right. We said the words, we swear to Christ, but we're not being sacrilegious. Far from it. We're honoring the great icons of religion, the Christ, the Buddha, Muhammad, and the other ones.
Cut.
Don't say cut, I say it.
Oh, the Buddha didn't work. Didn't sound like it worked.
Thanks a lot, Cliff. I'll take that under advisement.
Well, it didn't sound like it to me either.
Thank you.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny, back from the dead.
Thanks so much, Cliff. It felt like it. It felt like I'd died. It felt as if I had died and not gone to heaven, but remained on earth, moldering, rotting. It felt as if I was laying there, rotting and stinking, for someone to come along, lift me up, throw me into the back of a garbage truck, and take me to where I belonged, a landfill.
Kenny Flagg comes face to face with the demons of the past.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm F. Bethedo. Kenny's flat on his ass. Thanks very much, Malcolm. I noticed that Malcolm sounds enthusiastic, and that's okay. Malcolm is like so many of my investors. He wants revenge. He wants me to be humiliated. He wants to, figuratively, grab the back of my head and push it down into his lap. Think of that. Think of that for a moment.
Cut. I don't like it, Kenny. I want to do... No, I don't like it. I don't think it works, Kenny.
Well, what's the...
Pushes your face down into his lap. I need for people to know that I'm angry and I'm being humiliated.
I don't want to push you down my lap.
I'm just saying. All right, try it.
3, 2, 1. Sriracha. Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny comes undone.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny's flat on his ass.
Yes, that's right. I'm broke, ladies and gentlemen. I have no money. Many of you invested with me. Many of you gave me money to help the Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century take off. And take off it did. And I swear you will see a return on your capital very, very shortly. I know many of you have been waiting for years. As you know, I was in prison, having been put there because I'd violated a few laws of nature, and I'd violated laws against God and man, to be honest with you. I wasn't proud of it. And yet, when I was in prison, I came to realize I needed to develop...
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Part 2. Kenny's on the ass.
Cut! What is that? Sorry, I wraithed it.
Let me do it.
Contractually, we can't let you do it.
Oh, I see. All right.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny's flat on his ass.
Cut. We can't let you do it, Cliff.
Why not?
Because the contract calls... Do you mind?
Sorry.
The contract calls for Malcolm. Mm-hmm. Just like the contract calls for the title to be, you know...
Well, they want my brother doing it.
I know that. The title is supposed to be Kenny's on his ass.
They want to humiliate me is what they want to do, Cliff.
Oh, I wasn't aware of any of this. Man, you missed a whole lot.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Jesus.
3, 2, 1. Ball itch? Kenny Slag, his life's in a sewer.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kenny Slag. And yes, I'm on my ass. I'm broke and have been for the last year and a half. I have no money. That means I don't have money to provide to my investors just yet. But let me assure you that very, very shortly I'll be paying back each and every one of you 3, 4, 5 times the amount that you invested. Don't believe me? Listen up.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny's flat on his ass.
When we say that I'm flat on my ass, that was a title insisted on by Woosnee Banks, our sponsor. Woosnee Banks, a great place for you to invest and a great place for you to save. It's where your family can put their trust.
Woosnee Banks brings you Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Cliff Berginia.
And I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny Flagg, thon his ass, will be back right after this.
Do you own your own home? If you do, you're one of the few. Most people do not. Most people know that their home is owned by the bank. But if you do own your own home, you could be eligible for up to $25,000, $35,000, maybe even $45,000 that we can deliver to your house tonight. Just be up, have a light on, and be sure to answer the door at, say, 2 a.m. We'll be there. Who are we?
Cuthbert & Sons Investments.
Cuthbert & Sons Investments has been loaning money for the last 50 years to people just like you. And I mean just like you. Cuthbert & Sons has been lending money to people just like you for the last 5, 6, 7 months.
Cuthbert & Sons, where you can put your trust.
Cuthbert & Sons, member FDIC, and I'm having a hard time seeing.
Welcome back to Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Fuck me.
Cut. Do it again, for Christ's sake.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Cliff.
3, 2.
We got to count it down?
Yes. 3, 2, 1. Ouch, my ass itches.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. And now, Kenny Slag talks about the past as it weaves into the future. Your future.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Hi, Malcolm Esposito. Kenny's flat on the ass.
Cut! What? Now you're doing it. Now I know you're doing it on purpose.
Cut, Carol.
No, get your hands off my brother.
God damn.
Carol, come on, come on! I'm gonna call the police on you! Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Carol, get out of here. Take all of my money, my family's money, my husband's out, he's dying, needs dialysis. And what are you doing? You're pulling your dick out in front of nuns. Just get out of here.
You know, you're lucky I'm not calling the cops.
Just everybody calm down.
What are you doing, Cliff?
If I take a nip.
You're drunk?
No, not drunk.
Let's finish this without Carol. I swear to God. I swear to God. I'll make it up to you, Malcolm. I swear.
It's going to take an awful lot.
My brother is getting throttled right there. Malcolm, just don't make it sound like you're happy, okay?
I'm not happy now. I can assure you.
Jesus H.
But what are you looking at? I'm waiting for your cue. Oh.
Would you come on?
3, 2, 1. Bung.
Kenny Slags, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Holler if you hear Kenny.
Kenny Flags, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Hi, Malcolm Esposito. Kenny, flat on his ass.
Okay. All right, hold on. So you're doing that on purpose, right?
Well, what, do you blame him?
You blame me?
May I say something?
No. Cliff, you may not say anything. Look, if you're going to do that on purpose, we might as well not do this at all. Don't you agree?
I just think that I had it coming to me to be able to say that.
My brother was strangled by that woman. You understand? I have no choice. I have to call the police.
If you can just hold off calling the cops to the end of this... Go ahead, call the goddamn cops. I don't give a fuck anymore.
We still going?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Love ya. Kenny Slags, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I feel free.
Kenny Slags, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny's flat on his ass.
Thank you very much, Malcolm. As you know, I was in prison on a variety of morals charges. Well, I'm out now, but my problems have not ended. I'm flat on my ass. That's right, I am broke. But you want to know something? Nothing will keep me down. Nothing will hold me back. I'm Kenny Slag. I built a multi-million-dollar empire on the principles of abundance in the 21st century, something that I know will help you as it's helped me. And now we're into phase two.
Kenny Slag, phase two. Kenny takes you upstairs.
That's what we call success, going upstairs, or, if you will, going up there. When I was in prison, I had a great many times alone. Many times to think about what I'd done right and what I'd done wrong. Prison helped me. It educated me. I enjoyed the experience.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
He's putting his finger through the whole thing.
Don't do that. God damn it, Malcolm.
All right, I'm sorry.
Says I gotta contend with this shit. We can just kill this session.
No, it's all right. You ready, Cliff?
Uh-huh. 3, 2, 1.
Kenny Slags, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Saved by zero. A whole lot of zeros.
Kenny Slags, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny's on the ass.
Cut. What does that mean, on the ass?
Just an ad-lib.
You just ad-libbed that.
Now, yeah, I know that. I just don't know what it means.
Let's do it again. 3, 2, 1. Bougainvillea.
Kenny Slags.
Cut! What is all of this shit that I'm listening to?
What?
Message of Love, and I got Fixed, Saved by Zero, and then I had Five Feel Free, and then the other one, Holler If You Hear Me. What the hell is that?
I just thought I'd spice it up. I'm gonna like it, Kenny.
I don't care what you like, Cliff.
If you don't want to do it, Mr. Flag, then we go back to the old music.
Really? That's a great idea.
Don't talk down to my brother.
3, 2, 1. Balls. Kenny Slags, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny, on the verge of a breakthrough, after crawling from a sewer.
Kenny Slags, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny's on his ass.
Thank you very much, Malcolm. Being on your ass, for many of you, means not having any money. Well, I see myself as abundant. I see myself as having unlimited resources. Now, right now, I'm borrowing from friends, investors, and people like yourselves. Many of the people that supported the first edition of Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Well, now we have edition two. And while I sleep on a couch at my producer Carol's house, while I ask other people, such as yourselves, for money so I can buy cigarettes, and yes, the occasional bottle of refrigerated Ripple wine. Now, let me explain. Many of you think of drinking wine straight from the bottle, especially wine that's refrigerated and can be purchased at a convenience store, as being sort of low life, as if one's hit bottom. Well, I am on my ass, that is, broke, but I haven't hit bottom. Ripple wine relaxes me. It's simply one of those things that we all use in life to help us untense and to clarify, to speed us on to our destination point, that point of success. So when I borrow money from you, any of you out there, To purchase a package of cigarettes and to buy a bottle of Ripple wine, it doesn't mean anything other than the fact that, well, Kenny needs to relax.
Kenny Slag, he needs to relax. And you have the money that will help him do that.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny's on his ass.
Thanks very much, Malcolm. While I am broke and have no money and rebuilding the principles of abundance in the 21st century, I'm going to need the means to help me conduct the life that I'm used to. So if I ask you for money for cigarettes, a bottle of wine, or a scratch-off, you understand that I'm rebuilding, and in so rebuilding, I'm rebuilding the principles of abundance in the 21st century.
Kenny Slag, Ripple.
Now, I brought up Ripple wine for a reason. It's a great investment. Yes, that's right. I'm going to ask you for your money, and I'm going to give you a phone number in just a moment. The principles of abundance in the 21st century have elevated beyond the first round, even part two. No, we're well on our way to an evolved and a whole new level of intelligence. And what we want to do is capitalize that. The great people at Ripple Wine are offering us an investment opportunity. If you'll send me a check for $50, I can send that on to our investment partners, not Ripple Wine. They want to see whether they want to sponsor it or not. But with a sponsor like that waiting in the wings, I can send your money onto our investment partners who are located in Miami, Florida, and are ready to take your dollars, invest them, and triple or even quadruple them. What an exciting opportunity.
Kenny Slag. The excitement never ends.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny flat on ass.
Cut. What the fuck, man?
What?
What's the point of us? I got a beautiful open by Cliff Berginia. Then I got Malcolm coming in with flat on the ass.
You're the one that said this is part of the contract.
Look, man, why don't you do it first, okay?
What?
No, not you, Cliff. You, Malcolm.
Yeah?
You do your part first, then Cliff, you follow up.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Mommy!
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
I'm Malcolm Esposito, and Kenny is flat on his ass.
Kenny Slag. Kenny is crawling, scraping, and scratching his way out of a foul pit of filth, his own filth, to make you wealthy in his Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Part 2, The People at Ripple Wine.
Cut.
I don't know, Cliff. Well, it's funny.
Yeah, I know it's funny. Would you turn that off, please?
All right, man. Shit.
Try it again, okay? And quit everybody with the laughs.
Well, it is kind of funny.
I'm not interested in anybody's opinion.
3, 2, 1.
Sapphire!
Kenny Slag's...
Cut! The other guy.
Oh.
Me? Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Sapphire!
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny's on his ass.
You don't want to say your name?
3, 2, 1. Yay!
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny's on his ass.
Kenny Slag, crawling out of a pit of his own filth to bring you millions. Yes, you can be successful the Kenny Slag way. Even though Kenny is on his ass and crawling from a pit of his own filth,
if you're gonna laugh, Clip.
Sorry.
3, 2, 1. It burns when I urinate.
Kenny Flagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Malcolm Esposito. Kenny's on his ass.
Kenny Slag, crawling from a pit of his own filth into the sunlight of renewal, and he'll help you make that first million with the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Part 2.
Thanks very much, Cliff, and thank you, Malcolm.
The Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Part 2. What does it mean? It means that after having been in prison on a variety of morals charges and violations of God's and man's law here on earth, I fully admit to it, I am ready now to bring you into the sunlight of profit. With the Principles of Abundance...
Pick it up.
I'll pick it up. With the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, I can do just that. And now, possibly, not sure, but possibly partnering with Ripple Wine, we can have a sponsor and a partner that will encourage us, be the engine of our advancement, the engine of our success.
I have one more meeting with them. They don't look like they're too interested. And, in fact, I'm losing the confidence that I need to go into that meeting and to sort of sell it. But that's the way my life has been. In prison, morals charges, now I'm broke, and I'm sleeping on my producer Carol's couch. I even go into her bathroom and say, I'm about to go to the bathroom. I'm about to take a dump. Kenny, no. Mrs. Slag, you want a cup of coffee? No, I don't want a cup of coffee.
I thought you said they should be honored that you're taking a dump in their toilet. Oh, you were kidding?
I'm not kidding, but I don't...
You don't believe it.
I don't believe it, no.
Kenny Slag's principles of abundance in the 21st century don't work. Kenny Slag's producer, Carol, attempted to strangle Malcolm Esposito. She was unsuccessful, thank God. She was remanded into the custody of the Scottsdale, Arizona police and is now awaiting trial. Kenny Slag continues to sleep on her couch there with her husband and four children. Kenny Slag has been unable to make Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century Part 2 successful and Ripple Wine pulled out of the prospective partnership agreement. Kenny Slag now spends his days walking through the city park, sitting on benches, unzipping his fly, and then saying, I'm only kidding. Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.